Good Thursday. Today is July the 24th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, fungicides making agricultural headlines today as we are going to visit with Jeff Standish. He's a senior biology project lead dealing with fungicides for BASF, talking about fungal disease, fungicide resistance, and the use of multiple modes of action. We'll be back with all that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Jeff Standish. He is a senior biology project lead for BASF. Jeff, fungicides, the topic of the day, as there is a lot of discussion in the ag industry about the use of fungicides. And unfortunately, recent years, we've also heard talk about fungicide resistance. I guess, first off, maybe if you can, just sort of that broad overview, what is the role of applying fungicides in our crop production?
Yeah, so the role of a fungicide is to protect your investment. So by applying it preventatively, you're going to be managing diseases that can reduce yields later in the season.
So with that, I know there's a whole host of different fungicides and they act in different ways. Maybe talk about the different modes of action and even the use of multiples.
So using BASF products kind of as an example, obviously in corn we have Valtima and in soybean we have Revitec, both of which, these both products have multiple modes of action. Key to this would be the Fungicide Resistance Action Committee or FRAC groupings, which is an easy way to tell that you have more than one on the label. So Valtima has a group 3 or demethylation inhibitor. It also has a group 11 or a quinone outside inhibitor, also kind of colloquially known as a strobe or strobilurin. And the reason why this is a good mix is because the group 11 is a respiration inhibitor, and so it is very preventive. It acts on spores. It prevents spore germination, while the methylation inhibitor basically gives you a little bit of flexibility, but it's able to target really hyphal growth, which would be the beginnings or the, I guess, after the spore germinates, it then starts to colonize your leaf tissue. And that's where that group really hits home. With Revitec, we also have a group 7 in there, which is a succinate dehydrogenase inhibitor or FDHI. Ours is Xemium. And that product is also very good as a respiration inhibitor, doing something very similar to what the QOI does, but not quite the same. So it acts on a different area, or a different site, rather, within the pathogen. Now, the advantage of using multiple modes of action, and I'd say this is probably the more important point that I'll make here, is that basically resistant organisms exist within, or resistant isolates, rather, of a pathogen exist within your field. They kind of do that naturally. They just, natural genetic diversity exists, and kind of unlike, hopefully, unlike your soybean field or corn field, which should all be one, you know, variety or hybrid, you have the diversity of the pathogen. And so when we apply, say, a solo product, just one ingredient, we're going to select for isolate that or organisms that are able to overcome that particular fungicide. And so when you pair different active ingredients together, like we do in our premix product, you're able to sort of hit them from two or three different angles, and it becomes less likely that you're going to have an organism that is resistant not only to the first group, but also to the second, and then to the third. And so it's an advantage for disease management. You're able to, mitigate your resistance risk, which is good for product stewardship, and we'll be able to continue to spray those types of fungicides for years to come.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue our conversation with Jeff Standish. He's a senior biology project lead dealing with fungicides for BASF, talking about fungal disease, fungicide resistance, and the use of multiple modes of action. So as we look at applying fungicide, what are some of the different maybe factors out there that impact the effectiveness of them?
Yeah, well, certainly active ingredient selection, so product selection. Not all products are created equally. But beyond that, I mean, spray timing, making sure that you are, getting out there preventatively. I know that can be kind of difficult, especially with diseases. Most recently, I guess the best example would be tar spot, where we have a very long latent period. So it's hard to time that application. But certainly, spray timing, your droplet size would matter. Your, you know, application volume would matter. You really want to have good coverage with a fungicide so that you're protecting your plant tissue. And of course, using multiple modes of action in your product.
As we look at you know, application timing and we go out when we think we need to get out there from a preventative standpoint, is there any concern with maybe having to make repeated applications if we're using multiple modes of action?
Well, I mean, the concern is probably there. However, being with BASF, the advantage of our products and what we aim to do from a development standpoint is to add, in our formulations, we're trying basically to really push the residual control as best we can. And what I mean by that is when the product lands on the foliage, it should stay there and maybe move a little bit to, you know, unsprayed areas. But ultimately, we want it to be where we applied it so that it is there for a long time. Obviously, there are limitations to that, for any product, because you've got weather and UV light breaking down things on the leaf surface. But ultimately, we are aiming to provide or to mitigate that risk a little bit. I guess that would be why we also typically have a growth stage on the label for when we can be applying those fungicides. But obviously, that is always a risk. We try to mitigate it, but maybe it's not always in our hands.
Makes a lot of sense. Mother Nature can always throw challenges out there, especially when we've got a growing crop, all the environmental conditions that come into play, and then if we are dealing with any type of potential resistance that is developed in nature to those. Again, my guest today is Jeff Standish. He's a senior biology project lead with BASF. Jeff, if folks have questions about fungicides, the different modes of action available, any good resources you can direct them to?
All right. So for more information or for more geographically, relevant queries, I would say to reach out to your local BASF representative and they can help you from there.
Great information. Again, my guest today has been Jeff Standish, Senior Biology Project Lead with BASF. We're talking about fungicides, all things dealing with resistance and different fungicide modes of action, ways that farmers can be more productive in getting through the challenges of a growing season. Jeff, thanks so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.